This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at linscombewealth.com.
This programming is sponsored by the Near Northwest Management District, located just off 290 and the 610 Loop, with a mixture of modern and mid-century homes providing families room to grow. More information at nnmd.org.
Welcome to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn. This week, we feature the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra and their 2012 concert, Musical Melange, with conductor Edwin Outwater and guest organist Paul Jacobs. The first piece on the program has a long history and actually disappeared from the canon for a while. Gustav Mahler's Blue Mine began as a piece of incidental music from the composer's early career. Eventually, it became part of his Symphony No. 1, when it was a programmatic tone poem subtitled Titan. And then, it was lost to time once Mahler made Titan a standalone programless symphony. The movement was rediscovered in the mid-20th century and will occasionally be included in performances of the symphony, but tends to be presented on its own, like in this concert. Here is the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra with Gustav Mahler's Blue Mine.
Thank you.
Blue Mine by Gustav Mahler, once a movement of his first symphony, performed by the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra under Edwin Outwater at the Church of St. John the Divine. As we just crossed over from summer to fall, it seems fitting to play a piece called Autumn Rhapsody. This work by Pierre Jalbert was inspired by the season in Vermont, which is probably a lot cooler and more colorful than it gets here in Texas. Some particular imagery he had in mind when writing this piece was on the Long Trail at the top of Mount Belvedere, which is on the north end of the state near the Canadian border. Here is the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra with Autumn Rhapsody.
Thank you.
Pierre Jalbert's Autumn Rhapsody. You heard the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra with conductor Edwin Outwater in 2012. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston. Thanks for joining me. We'll next go to Paul Jacobs at the organ alongside the orchestra for Félix-Alexandre Guillemont's Symphony No. 1. The organ was an interesting novelty for French composers during the 19th century, and it really came into its own as an instrument for secular music, not just worship, as had largely been the case for centuries before then. Certainly, the most famous use of organ with orchestra is Camille Saint-Saëns' Symphony No. 3, but this particular piece by Guillemont actually features the organ a significant percentage more than Saint-Saëns' organ symphony. Here is the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra and organist Paul Jacobs with Edwin Outwater conducting.
Thank you.
Paul Jacobs and the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra performing Félix Alexandre Guillemont's Symphony No. 1 for organ and orchestra, with Edwin Outwater conducting. That performance was from 2012 in the Church of St. John the Divine. You're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn. Now we've got a much more traditional symphony, written by the man commonly known as the father of the symphony, Franz Joseph Haydn. Symphony No. 82 is also known as the Bear Symphony, and like most pieces prior to the 19th century, the nickname was not actually given by the composer. It actually came about much later because there's a motif throughout the last movement that almost sounds like bagpipes, and that kind of music was reminiscent of the tunes used to accompany dancing bears, which was a popular form of entertainment in Europe back in those days. Here is the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra with music by Haydn.
Thank you. Thank you.
Franz Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 82 in C major, nicknamed The Bear. You heard the River Oaks Chamber Orchestra, led by Edwin Outwater, in concert at the Church of St. John the Divine in 2012. If you'd like to keep up with ROCO's ongoing season, go to their website, rocohouston.org. Not only does the orchestra regularly perform at St. John the Divine, but they also have a chamber series that runs concurrently at the match. The performances from this concert were recorded by Andy Bradley. Brad Sales does the mix for the show, and Mark DiClaudio is production coordinator. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening to Houston Public Media. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might like another Houston Public Media podcast about classical music called Classical Classroom. Host Daisha Clay knows basically nothing about classical music, so each week she invites experts to teach her about it. Learn along with her about important composers, pieces, and classical music themes. Check it out at houstonpublicmedia.org/classroom and wherever podcasts are found.
This programming is sponsored by the Near Northwest Management District, Houston's hidden gem, with a developer-friendly environment and Houston's sixth largest business center. More information at nnmd.org.